I probably say this every year, but I don't care because it bears repeating. The best week of the year if you're a high school basketball fan this week. Tournament starting tomorrow. This is Tuesday. On Wednesday, we're going to get just about every team, about 80% of teams in town together to play a tournament to get to the state championship. It might not be the most accurate way to diagnose the best team or figure out the best team, but it's certainly the most exciting. You got to win or you go home. Gotta love it. We're going to break it all down today on Prep Sports Now, presented by Wingstop, the wing experts. Open at 7 Vegas locations until midnight. I'm Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer. We're looking at some brackets right now, Ray. Which one of these stands out to you the most? We got the Sunrise, Sunset, and the Division 1A Southern all kicking off on Thursday, or tipping off, I should say.
I like your math. There's 35 schools in Southern Nevada that play basketball. 24 of them are in the playoffs.
Yeah, so I was pretty close.
One of the teams not in the playoffs, Palo Verde, in our preseason top 10.
Yeah, I told you when I was looking over the things, that was just stunning to me. I mean, I figured they'd get it together enough to be like the 4 seed, but I think they lost to Shadow Ridge last week or at some point. So Shadow Ridge goes 2-6 in the league and edges out 1-7 Palo Verde. Despite Taylor Miller preseason Super 7. He averaged almost 30 points a game this year. It was unbelievable. But
could be the player of the year.
Didn't seem like he had much help.
Yeah, no help. I guess we could debate, does a player of the year have to be on a team that makes the playoffs?
See, I've always been of the opinion that like the player of the year doesn't just have to be the best player on the best team. But I also think there's another extreme where the player of the year can't be on a team that's just so bad they don't even make the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, when's the last time Palo Verde didn't make the playoffs?
I mean, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
The Cubs, you remember when Andre Dawson was the MVP? The Cubs were like a 100-loss team. This is probably before my time a little bit. Yeah.
But even in baseball, I still don't agree with it, but in baseball I think it's a little more you could make the argument a little bit more because one guy's not going to make that huge of a difference. I mean, it's conceivable you could have the best player in the game on a terrible team. In basketball, I feel like if you're the best player and 80% of the team makes the playoffs, you should find a way to get there. And I think Taylor Miller's been great. I think he's deserved to be on our Super 7. I think if we're making like like the All-NBA team, like the All-Southern Nevada team, I think he's a cinch. I don't think he'd get my Player of the Year vote.
All right, well, probably some of our All-Southern Nevada team which, of course, is just a fake little team we just created. But will be determined this week. The playoffs, Sunrise Region, Coronado, back-to-back undefeated Southeast League champions. Congrats to them. With the exception of Coronado's home game against Vegas, the other three quarterfinal games, coin flip, in my opinion. Silverado against Green Valley. Liberty against Foothill. Liberty, shout out to them. They won the Northeast. They came on late. And then Canyon Springs, the three-time region champ against El Dorado. I think three games that could go either way. Coronado, Case, we've said this for all season, and it's finally here. Do they have a chance to get beat? Forget about the other three games right now. Is Coronado just double-digit favorite semis and finals no matter who they play? I mean, I don't think there's anybody on the sheet where I'm like, okay, Desjardins and is it Kohler?
Yeah, Kohler.
Kohler. I don't think there's anybody on this sheet, the region bracket from the NIAA, that I'm like, oh God, Coronado's in trouble.
Yeah, double digits might be going a little far, but that being said, it's got to be close. I mean, they're certainly not giving at least like 7 or 8 points to all these teams. Coronado 18-4, like you said, another great year, undefeated in league. Obviously, they've built a great program there, but isn't this all just going to feel hollow if they do get upset? They have to have more pressure than any team. I don't care who it is, they have more pressure than any team going into these playoffs. So they don't get to state this year. It's like, when is it ever going to happen?
Yeah, and I think, you know, you could make arguments to when Foothill was winning the region, or I mean, winning the league, and they'd always lose in the playoffs, that this is a tournament where anything could happen. You know, one game, a one-game setting, you get into the locker room with the game close, and then all of a sudden things get tight in the second half. So really intrigued by all these other quarterfinal games. I think Coronado is going to crush Vegas. But Silverado Green Valley, we did the picks yesterday. I can't even remember who I picked. It's going to be such a good game.
Yeah, I was torn on that one, too. One thing I will say is these two teams had really high points kind of in the middle of the season where it looked like they were great. And I feel like they didn't finish as strong. I don't have the scores in front of me, but I don't feel like – I'm not going to feel confident with either of these teams going in against Coronado. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be picking Coronado in the semis. That being said, this game should be really good. Silverado lost grip of that one seed in the Northeast, which they held on to all year by losing to Liberty in the finale. I think they had also lost another game right here down the stretch. Green Valley, obviously, I think it's best exemplified that they kind of peaked early is when they almost beat Coronado. They come back and get blown out by Coronado. So I think it's going to be who can rally and get it together.
Yeah, Liberty, I mean, Silverado's season changed when they had to forfeit to Liberty for an incident where their players left the bench. Green Valley is limped to the end of the season. I think they've lost 4 of 5. They were blown out pretty good by Foothill. Lost the rematch to Coronado.
Blown out by El Dorado.
I'm taking the Silverado High Skyhawks to win a playoff game.
Yeah, I think
even though we haven't got to the picks.
I was taking Silverado in that game too, and I think you just made it a little bit stronger, pointing out that they've gotten blown out in 3 of 4 games, and the game they won was against Basic. El Dorado, Foothill, and Coronado all just beat them soundly. These two teams played earlier in the year. Silverado won by 2, so obviously evenly matched, but I'm going Silverado too.
All right, let's briefly touch on the Sunset. The bottom of the bracket is pretty entertaining here with Durango and Centennial. They both have what should be easy games Wednesday. Centennial and Troy Brown, undefeated in the league. They take on 2-6 Shadow Ridge. And Durango, who had 2 losses in the league, both to Bishop Gorman, they take on Arborview. Both should win, meaning they'd meet Thursday at 8 o'clock in what's going to be one of the best games of the season. Durango was leading at halftime Friday against Bishop Gorman, the 4-time defending state champs, ended up losing by 8. And Centennial's a team that has Troy Brown, one of the best players for 2017, who all year we've said can't wait for them to play Gorman on Friday night. So that's going to be a good game on Thursday. And I guess the question of all questions is Gorman going to be challenged? Because if they win this region tournament this week, Case, they're not losing next week because the Sunrise is so weak and Reno is Reno.
Right. If we're talking player of the year, I think my vote would go to Troy Brown, right?
I just think – well, and see, that's where the argument is because – Taylor had to do a lot more scoring than Troy had to, so his numbers look more gaudy.
Yeah, I don't know, but Taylor Miller just scored a lot. I feel like Troy Brown does everything. I mean, he's averaging a bunch of assists, too. He gets rebounds. Talking about pressure, though, I think if you go to the other side, we said Coronado the most of any team, but I think in the Sunset, the most is going to be on Troy Brown and the Bulldogs. Like you said, Gorman's only going to have 1 tough game. They're not going to be challenged in the first 2. Then they're going to play Centennial or Durango in the championship. Durango held with them for a little bit in their season-ending game. I think they were only down 6 or 8 at halftime. And Centennial...
No, Durango was ahead.
Oh, they were ahead by 6 or 8. Okay.
No, they were ahead by 2 or 3 at halftime.
Okay, gotcha. Centennial's the game everyone's wanted to see all year. It's what Centennial's playing towards. But I feel like the Bulldogs just have so much pressure because wasn't it just last year they lost in the semis? Palo Verde got upset. And it's not like they have just one easy game like Gorman. This Durango, I think, can play with them. If they have an off day, I mean, imagine Centennial going home early 2 years in a row. I'm not saying it's going to happen. They're definitely the favorite, but it's not out of the question.
Totally agree with you. Last year, we didn't even think Palo had a chance against Centennial. And then Centennial was down by like 18, if I remember right. I think you might have been at the game.
I remember Palo Verde went up big. Centennial made a run, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this goes back to what I was saying. What makes these tournaments so much fun is it's probably not always the best way to figure out who the best team is. Just a one-game sample, as we saw when Gorman lost to Bishop Minogue all those years ago. But it does make it more exciting because if you have one off day, you're gone. And certainly, you don't have to have a total off day if you're playing a team as good as Durango. You can just not hit some shots you should have a few lapses, and all of a sudden Durango is ruining the game that everyone's looking forward to, number one versus number two.
All right. We'll talk about the Division 1A when we do the picks. First case, our Wingstop Player of the Week. Shout out to Wingstop. They give each athlete a T-shirt, a Wingstop T-shirt, and a $50 gift card. And you know I love the chicken there. But this week's winner is from the Chaparral Girls. They won the Division 1A Sunrise Championship.
What a year for Chaparral Athletics.
I know.
Cowboys representing.
They got to start losing. I don't want them to get enough points to have to go up to the next next level.
Well, are they good at baseball?
I mean, Delos is their JV coach, so.
Oh, shout out to Paul De Los Santos.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
He coaches their JV?
He's
the head baseball coach?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Former Sun employee.
5'2".
Well, I had no idea.
Yeah? You didn't know that?
No.
Player of the week, Marcia Hawkins from Chaparral. She had a 36-point game last week. She leads them in scoring, and she's a senior, so congratulations. I'm actually going to meet her today and give her the award.
Awesome. So shout out to Marcia Hawkins. Great win.
Is it Marcia?
Oh, that's how it's spelled.
Oh, okay. Well, why did I say Marcia?
It might be Marcia.
I just made her Hispanic.
I don't know. It might be Marcia. Okay. Honestly, I've seen there's obviously a more common spelling for Marcia, but I've known someone that has that spelling.
That's okay.
How it's pronounced. It might be Marcia.
Okay.
Well. So my apologies. It's really 50-50.
Okay.
You'll find out this. You'll find out. You talk to her coach. What'd he say?
That wasn't that good of a conversation. So, yeah, you're great. I mean, if she was Polynesian, I would have got
the name. No, that's honestly 50-50. It might just be an outlier that I knew someone that pronounced it that way, because your pronunciation is more fits more with that's actually spelled.
Alrighty, on to the picks. We'll start with the Division 1A. Clark, two-time defending state champion. Both teams that make the finals of the Southern Region Tournament advance to state next week in Reno. The last 3 years, that's been Desert Pines and Faith Lutheran. So both teams are undefeated in league games. Clark had to forfeit it too, but in games played, both teams haven't lost. They appear to be the leaders in the clubhouse. We'll start with Clark. They host Del Sol on Wednesday.
Yeah, of course you meant Desert Pines and Clark.
Who did I say?
It's Faith Lutheran.
Oh,
threw me off a little bit. Faith Lutheran's had a really good year, though, and we'll get to them.
Yeah,
Clark and Del Sol. Clark's only two losses were forfeits, and you know, there's going to be some tough games for Clark and DP, but I just think they get out of the first round pretty easily. The Chargers should beat Del Sol.
I agree. I think going into the season, we knew Clark had lost a majority of its scoring from last year, but players like Keyshawn Webb have been great for them, and I think they beat Del Sol to set up a matchup in the next round where the winner goes to state against my Chaparral Cowboys. Shap plays Cheyenne, and what could be what will be another competitive game on Wednesday. Shap went 11-3 in league. They almost beat Desert Pines at home. Cheyenne is a team that we really didn't mention much at the beginning of the season, but they finished 9-5. This is going to be a good one, but I'm still taking the Cowboys.
Yeah, I really I'm enjoying these D1A playoffs. So it feels like the teams that are there actually did something to get there. Only 50% of the teams from the D1A are in. Four teams in, four teams out in each division. That includes Mojave from the Sunset not getting in, who everyone thought was probably a write-in at the beginning of the year. This might be the best game. I think when it's harder to get into the playoffs, you get better games, obviously. Cheyenne was 16-6 on the year. Chaparral 17-9. I'm really torn where to go here, but I think I vowed earlier in the year that if there's ever a close game, I'm not picking against Chaparral anymore because they beat me so many times. I will say, though, I feel like we're kind of hypocrites for both picking Chap because all year we've been talking about how much better the Sunset is than the Sunrise and the D1A, and now, well, not to spoil our other picks, but it certainly looks like we're both going to have the leagues going 2-2 against each other to start the playoffs.
Yeah, and who knows? We'll be proven wrong. No. I mean, be 1-1, right? Because Clark, right?
No, there's four games.
I'm assuming we're both. Yes.
I'm assuming the next two games, not to ruin it, but just Desert Pines, Sierra Vista. Sierra Vista's had a great year, but DP's a big favorite. Faith Lutheran, Virgin Valley. I mean, it'd be pretty shocking if Virgin won that game. So I'm just saying there's two big favorites in the other game. I'm pretty sure we're both going DP and Faith.
I totally agree with you. Let's go on to the next level.
All right. Well, are we going to pick who we think's going to come out?
Oh, okay.
You mean the next round?
Yeah. I think. Okay, good thinking. Gosh, we're really planned out today, bro.
Do you think we see Clark and DP? I think that's what everyone wants to know. It's the rivalry. Obviously, the Clark DP is the Gorman Centennial of the lower level. Am I right in that? Do we get it, or does a team like Faith Lutheran or Shap ruin it for us?
You know, I think if a team is going to do it, it would be Faith against DP. I just think that Clark is too experienced for Chaparral. So I think Clark makes its way to the championship on Saturday. The game that I wonder how it's going to turn out is Desert Pines Faith Lutheran. Brett Walters won multiple state championships. He's not going to be intimidated by the moment. They have players who could score. You know, the sophomore Elijah Cody has been really good this year for the Crusaders, who until they lost to Clark by about 9 points last week, they were the one seed. Desert Pines has just this great ability in every sport to play down to its competition. They're 14-0. They got three D1 kids in Greg Floyd, Cap Uzane, and Trevon Abdullah, and yet they barely beat Shap by 3 points. I'm picking DP, but if it's going to happen, Faith is going to do it, and I think that DP is going to be lucky to win this game, and it helps that it's at their home gym.
Yeah, the region is at DP, so you're picking DP to win the region?
I'm picking them to beat Faith.
Okay, to beat Faith. You know, I think it's going to be tough, and I would not be surprised if they both don't get there, but I got to go with DP Clark for the championship game. I feel like it would be a disappointment if the two didn't play, but I'm telling you right now, I'm not sure who I'm picking to come out of the region. That's really tough.
Neither am I, and we'll give the pick on Friday.
Okay, yeah, so check out the picks Friday. Yeah. I will say one thing. DP, like you mentioned, has those big three guys. They might have a little more experience. One thing, looking at their scores, is they must be stifling on defense. They really help hold people to really low scoring totals. Not that Clark's bad in that area, but I think DP might even be a step above. Yeah. So I think defensively, the Jaguars may be a little edge.
Yeah, and another thing to look at with this DP Clark game is, you know, both teams have spent all year playing teams that aren't that good. You know, Boulder City, Virgin Valley, Moapa Valley, DP's had its way with them. I think Clark has got a little more of a challenge in that Sunset with, you know, Cheyenne and Faith Lutheran. So that could give them an edge on Friday if we do see that game.
Yeah, I have no idea. I really don't know who I'm picking. So come back if that game gets made. We'll pick it on the picks on LasVegasSun.com on Thursday night.
All right. Sunset Region, which is at Arbor View. The first game, Gorman versus Cimarron. We talk about teams that, you know, are lucky to be in the playoffs considering how many teams are available. Cimarron, just 2 league wins. Gorman, 4 straight state championships. No-brainer. Gorman to the next round.
Yep, Gorman to the next round. I also think there are no-brainers in Centennial, Shadow Ridge, and Durango Arbor View. We've got Centennial, Durango, Gorman.
We agree. So 3 picks. Now, the game that I think is going to be interesting is Legacy at D.O. 2 weeks ago, I probably would have said D.O. is going to cruise. You know, they had a double-digit winning streak this year. They're clearly a good team. But Legacy beat Durango in a non-league game, and they had a good overtime win against Shadow. I think Legacy could play, and I'm calling this the upset of the week, Legacy over D.O.
Yeah, I think that this is the definitely the best game of the first round in the Sunset, and I think if Legacy plays well, there's no doubt they could beat them. Tim Jeffries over there putting up big numbers. The kid scores like 20 a game. But I'm still kind of seduced by how good D.O. was in the middle of the year. I mean, they were just great blowing out people. I think they at least are able to play close to that level and get at least one playoff win. So I'm going D.O. I don't think it matters who wins because we're both going to say Gorman is going to blow whoever out in the semis.
I agree, which sets up our, you know, Centennial Durango matchup, which we'll talk about later when we do the picks on Thursday. We won't talk about it, but we'll give you the picks. Check back, folks, all week because we'll update the picks all week.
Yeah, I think we're going to see Gorman Centennial.
I think we will, too. Okay. Sunrise, the region of who knows. I have Coronado cruising to the championship game. To me, they're head and shoulders the best team in the region. They've got the best two players in the region, and it'd be a major, major upset if they don't make it to Friday.
Yeah, I liked when you said earlier anything can happen in the Sunrise, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to make my pick. I'm going to say anything is going to happen because, like you, I have Coronado cruising to the championship. They're going to beat Vegas. I think they'll beat whoever wins in Silverado, Green Valley. I took Silverado, as did you, earlier in the podcast. But on the other side, I think we're going to see a number four seed get there to play them. I'm not picking against Foothill right now. They started – they're on a
they were
win streak.
0-4.
Weren't they 0-4? Yeah, 0-4. Now they're 5-5. I think they're going to beat Liberty, who's 500, yet won the region. I think probably the best team down on that side is El Dorado. They've had a really impressive year. We probably haven't talked enough about them, although Carl Crayon was our player of the week. Canyon Springs has the history of winning this tournament. I think El Dorado has the best team. But I just think Foothill's solid right now, and I honestly think we're going to see a four seed get to the championship game.
I like your logic, and I really can't disagree with it. There's a theory that because Foothill and Canyon Springs both have experienced coaching staffs, you know, Kevin Soares has been at the school since 1999 when it opened, right? Foothill, you know, until Coronado got good, was a perennial champion of the league like 7 or 8 times in a row. The playoffs, they know how to navigate through. They know how to get stronger as the season progresses. They should beat Liberty. Canyon Springs, same thing. They've won 3 championships in a row. Their players have this ability to be average in the regular season and turn it on in the playoffs. With that said, Case, both Foothill and Canyon Springs, extremely young. Extremely young. Neither team has a player who was a player last year. They might have one guy who was at the end of the bench, 2 guys that were under the bench, but guys who actually contributed to the good of the team, slim. I'm taking Liberty, who's hot now as well. Remember, they overcame Silverado to win the league. I'm picking Liberty to beat Foothill, but I'm going with Canyon against El Dorado. I just think Canyon – I mean, I just think Eldo's been in a lot of close games this year. They're going to get intimidated by the moment, and I think Canyon could use that to its advantage. Give me Liberty against Canyon in the semis.
All right, I already said I like Foothill beating Liberty. This El Dorado-Canyon Springs game, I'm absolutely torn. I think this is probably the best matchup of the of either side in the first round. I just don't know where to go. I think there's some really good evidence for Canyon Springs, like you said, that they get better at the end of the year. And we've seen that last week. Not that Valley's any good, but they beat them by more than 30 points. Then they had what I feel like was a must win against Vegas, because you don't want to play Coronado in the first round. That was for the 3 seed, and Canyon Springs came through in a close game. So there's certainly some evidence that Canyon Springs is playing their best right now. But I just look at El Dorado, and they're just able to score. I think they've been better of the year as a whole. With Shane Barnes joining Carl Crayon for that really tough duo. I know it's hard to imagine getting to those host site semifinals without Canyon Springs, but I think we're going to get there. I think it's going to be El Dorado Foothill in a game that I believe is an absolute toss-up on Thursday night. I don't know who's going to win it. I said Foothill. I guess I'm going to stick with that.
I'd love to see Foothill Canyon, to be honest with you. I mean, Freddie against Kevin, 2 guys who played high school basketball here.
Certainly, there's no matchup that would surprise me in these 4. I mean, it could be – I picked Foothill, L-Dog. If it's Canyon, Liberty, I'm not going to be the least bit surprised.
Neither will I.
All right. Well, I'll just sign off by saying I know I've been trying to beat them all year in the picks, much to their dismay, but I think Coronado, I think this is the year. I don't see how they lose.
Neither do I. I mean, that's the scary thing.
I think they're going to the state championship. Yeah, that is the scary thing. Stick around to LasVegasSun.com to see if we change our minds, though. Like we said, we'll be updating the picks after Wednesday night's games, after Thursday night's games. Thanks for listening to Prep Sports Now. I'm Case Kiefer, signing off for myself and Ray Brewer.